So apparently this project is $500 million. They're building the Titanic 2. It's scheduled to make a two-week maiden voyage in 2022 after construction is completed. It's going to leave from Dubai, and it's going to have the exact same replica, the exact inside of the first
Titanic. Wait a minute. The
Titanic
didn't leave from Dubai.
I'm just saying this is where this one's leaving from.
Well, that doesn't make... Then it's not the same course.
It didn't say the same course. It said the same boat.
Oh, well, that doesn't do anything for me. If it left from the same place at the same time on
so
the same date...
So you can run into the same glacier.
No, I think they're doing it with where there is no icebergs, and that's their plan.
Well, what's the point, then? That would make it special.
So you can die again?
No, we'll listen to today's show. They were talking about the tweets they got after airing the story.
One tweet reads, yes, I would get on, definitely. But Rachel says, look at this. She says, I've seen the first Titanic movie. I have no interest in being a part of the second. And Liv, look at this one. If Leonardo is going, I am in.
Yeah, whatever.
I've seen the first Titanic movie. First of all, there's only one Titanic movie.
Yeah, there's no follow-up to it. It's not like... Titanic Risen.
This could be the follow-up, though. I mean, I feel like that's tempting fate to get on something like that. Like, you know that thing that was terrible? Let's do it again.
I think it's bad. I feel like it's bad juju to recreate something that caused so many deaths. It's like, why bother?
I have another reason to not get on. I was so burnt by that movie.
I know you were.
I got sucked into that movie. It was well done. And then the whole thing with the door...
That was so messed up.
With Winslet and DiCaprio, and the door is the size of a parking lot, and there's nothing. Do you think there would be a subtitle, like, there would be something that would explain why she wouldn't let him on the door? It was like, I was screaming in the movie, would let him on the door.
Well, you know, in the movie, she tries to get him to come up there, and he's like, no, there's not enough room for both of us. You stay
up
there.
That's a bunch of crap.
I'm just saying. Chivalry.
No, it's stupid movie making. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That whole scene just burnt me.
What else is new?
I'll never let go, Jack.
You don't have to. Just move over and let me on the door.
But there's not enough room.
Woman, it's freezing in here. And there's plenty of room. Come on.
You must sacrifice yourself for true love.
I'm not going to die because you won't scooch.
My heart is broken, but only one of us can live.
It's a huge door. We wouldn't even be touching.
I'll never forget your chivalry.
The broad won't scooch. Probably hogs the covers, too.
Goodbye, Jack.
Screw this. I'm going to go die next to another chick. Rose is safe on the door, but I'll die because she wouldn't scooch.
I'll just die next to another chick.
The best. Rick Stacy.